Parsha Shmos, you have the Parsha of the Geula of Klal Yisrael, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he told them, Pokrit Bekarti Eschem Asasel HaMitzrayim. So Rashi says over here that there was a simin Mosa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim Lehem Pokrit Yifkoid Elohim Eschem Simin Zeh Mosa B'yodom Yaakov Yosef Shosa Zeh Nig Olim and so on. So the Pashta Pshat in Rashi is that the Lashon of Pekida itself is the Lashon of Geula. They had a simon that's Lashon of Geula, and B'meila it's and that's how they knew it's a true Goyal. So Rabban, they asked always the obvious question that if everybody knew the simon, then it's not a simon anymore. That's an obvious question. We've spoken a lot over the years, different in Yonim. If you take a look at Chazal and the Maral, when he brings this down, he's madgish. The one understanding of the Chazal over here is that it's talking about the etzem lashon of a pokrid. Now, the term pokrid is the term that is used over here, and that's a similar to gula. If you take a look in Chazal, there's another hadgasha. The Medrash over here, for instance, he says lama. Shemisoyres geula hi biyadam. Shekol goyel shiyovei v'loim elehem pikida kefula goyel shel emesu. In other words, the inyan that's going to be a simen is the kefula part of boy. So obviously, I'm not going to go into the shaila of. If everybody knew about it, obviously, that's Pashit. The Simen wasn't the magical words or the Achpola itself or whatever. The Simen was rather the Teichen of it. In other words, the content of Geula that's going to be a content that is true, either stop davening or leave. The Lashon over here is going to be a Lashon of Kfula. And that's going to be the teichen of the Geula over here. That's one inyan. So the Maral also explains, when he talks about it, he explains it in that oifin. He explains it that it's the kfeilu shebedava, the achpolu shebedava, that Chazal woymira. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Loza. The Pirkei Rabbi Loza says over here, the Maral just mentions one of the terms, but the Pirkei Rabbi Loza mentions it by Richos. The Maral says that Negula Achroina, you also have the Pasik of Tzemach and B'yom of Yitzmach, that you have Umitacht of Yitzmach. It says that Ish Tzemach Umitacht of Yitzmach is the Lashon for the Gula Lasida Lavoi. That's the Lashon over here. And the Pirkei Rabbi Loza says it more Mefurish. Pirkei Rabbi Loza says there are five letters of Hachpola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Lashon Kodesh that there are five letters of Hachpola, Kimenapetz or Mansepach, and those five letters of Hachpola are all the letters of Geula. And it goes through the Chof is Lech Lecha and so on. Each and every one of them, there's the letters of Mansepach were the letters used in Lashonis of Geula for the Avis, all the way down to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Lasid Lavo, the last one is Tzemach and Tachtav Yitzmach. So you see that the Lashonis of Hachpola in the Geula itself, in other words, the Simen, the Nakud over here, is the Lashon of Hachpola. That there's something that repeats itself. Pokot Yifkot, Tzemach Yitzmach, And the other ones are more Bermiza, Lech Lecha, and so on. So we have to be oimid a little bit. Where in the Achpola is the inyan of Geula? Why Dafka Achpola? Chazal say Chazal Amagish, this is true in the Geula Rishayna, this is true in the Geula Lasid Lava, and so on. So there's another Chazal over here. And Pashtus, this is what the Chazal mean over here. Chazal say, it says in the Pasuk, Doime doidi litzvi aloif ayolim. It says that Klal Yisrael says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doime litzvi, he's like a deer. So Chazal say, malitzvi is nigla v'nelam, and then nigla again. So too, the goyel of Klal Yisrael was nigla, and then he was nichse, and then nigla. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, from the first time that he came till he came back a second time, there was a hiatus of 3 months, 6 months, whatever it was that Chazal say. But al kopanim, Chazal say that the tzur of geula is there's a gilui, and then there's a hester, then a gilui. In the etzim inyan of lama hareisa, he came, and then there was keilu a makoim of geula, and then nothing, everything got worse, and then again a geula. So pashtus, there's a hachpola in every geula, where there's a moment of geula, and then there's a drawing back, and then there's again a moment of geula. And that seems to be that inyan of the hachpola. And we need to understand what is the sheirish of that hanhaga. There's another place where you see it. The Gemara Megillah says that there was a bunch of mistakes made by the manhigim of Klal Yisrael as to when the geula of Bayis Sheni was supposed to come. So the Gemara brings the steer in the psukim. The Gemara explains the different psukim, and the Gemara says ahu lepikida balma. In other words, there was a moment when Koresh wrote a letter and said, "Rabbeisai, let's start coming back again." And then the inyan froze, and the gula didn't come till much later. So the Gemara says there was pekida. So the pasuk is true, but it was pekida ba'alma, and then it wasn't the real gula. It's strange to understand what that means. I mean, Melef would have said like they did an aveira or something and got stopped in the middle. But no, it was planned that there would be something, I don't know, tickling Klal Yisrael. Somebody would get up and say, "Oh, Rabbeisai, the gula is coming." And then the whole thing would kind of sort of dissipate, and then it would come again. Well, what kind of anhug is that? What does it mean, pekida? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something, but it didn't go anyplace. So what kind of anhug is it? I mean, maybe if it would have said there's some inyan that they messed up, but they're not there, or whatever it was. But it's not like that. It's a chatchila set up that it's a double affair. First, there's a thrust forward, then there's a sort of a stop, and then it finally comes. If you think about it, I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara's Meramis, the Gemara's Sukkah says that there's a Mashiach ben Yosef that's going to be killed, and then a Mashiach ben David. So it's also the same Mahalach. There's going to be the start of Gula. Whatever Mashiach ben Yosef is, it's an Inyan that's Behesta, and it's an Inyan that's Behelim. It's something that we don't have a clear Hasag and a clear Tfisa. And we don't know what that is. We just know there's an inyan of it, and then it's going to come back again. You know, Mashiach ben Yosef is a aschola of a pu'ulas ha-geula, and then there's a stop. And, you know, he's killed, and then Mashiach ben David takes over. So you see, mamish the pattern of geula from beginning to end is patterned along those lines. From Moshe Rabbeinu, who comes, makes a big tumult, disappears, comes back again. There's a service for Gula, and then it becomes much worse, and then it comes, it's in that hug of Deima Deide Litzvi. So I'd like to try a little bit to understand the Inyan. It's an Inyan Omak Mo'id. The place where I saw it, the basic Gnozai from the Moshe Luria is emit very, very deep in Yanava. I tried to give over Gefir Kain a little bit. Let's take a Nakuda. This he doesn't say. I'm using some of my Mishalim. He just says the Etzim, the Sheirish in Chazal and Oimek. The Gemara says in Shabbos that there's a whole series of Abayas says over things that he heard from his mother. So one of the things is Omerli Aim, that a Yenuka Deloy Mayetz, a child that doesn't suck, he's not nursing. That refuses to nurse, a baby that refuses to nurse. So he says the mouth is frozen. What you do is you put a little of you put a few drops of milk on it, and then it begins to nurse. I mean, so the klal gadol in these chazal and these in these agadata is Torah Shebaal Peh tried to be as brief as possible. There was no inyan to be mayrich, and there was no inyan to bring in information that a medical book that Dr. Spock does better. That it's not given for that. Torah Shebaal Peh is given for nyanim of Torah. That's what it is, and it's big enough. And Chazal very much tried to be mikatzer it so that people can remember it, or because it's you're not supposed to be mayrich at something mikatzer. They're all inyanim that in inyanim of teva there's gonos some big inyan of teichin and of pnim. There a person what stimulates a person to seek something else is a tshuka for something. A child is hungry. A child wants to nurse. That is an elementary reflex of a child. The child wants to nurse because it's hungry. It needs to eat, and we can't think of him not wanting to nurse. But sometimes the mechanism is frozen. You start by putting a few drops of milk on it, and that stimulates the tshuka of the child to get milk. He tastes a few drops of milk, and now he craves it, and now he'll nurse. That's a teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. That sometimes things that have a normal process, of craving, and it's supposed to work because something craves something else. Sometimes that process is, for whatever reason, not working. The way to deal with it is by starting the process in the other direction, where the mashpia creates a craving inside the mushpa, and then that craving mechanism takes over and starts the process. There's an extraordinary teva like that in the Bria itself, and I want to express it in the Gemara. It says, on the one hand, the pasuk says, "Well, ishech chukosech," that the chukah of isha is labayla. On the other hand, it says, the Gemara says in Ksubis, the Gemara speaks about Redis, Tzei l'shuk shel zaynis, misoy chami, that a man has a bigger taiva and need for it. Chazal say that Bir Rishayna is very chashuv because Eini Shakur says Bris, Alamisha Oso Isa L'Kli. In other words, the Gemara, the etzem, it's the woman has a tshuka, but the tshuka is generated through ashpa, just like the tinoik is from the chalav of the aim, like the aim of Abaya said, that starts the process, and now he's the one who demands. So too, the tshuka of the isha is created by the ish. That's a mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the very Seder Bria. And it goes much deeper than that. There's in Yanim, where even though the rightful process is to start with the ishtoikikus of the mekabel, and be'etzim it should be that way, because if I'm a mekabel, it means I'm a chaser and I need it. But sometimes the process is frozen, and you need to start with hashpa, even when it's not, and then the process kicks in. There's a pasuk, there's a parasha in Shir Hashirim that's this parasha. It says, "Ani Yeshena v'li bi'er." Klal Yisrael is sunk into a stupor, and they're sleeping. There's something awake, but nothing's doing. And so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, standing outside, begging to be let in. Fashatis kutanti echocha al b'shena. Klai Yisrael is lazy. They're not in the mood. Then it says, Doidi shalach yodim min achor. My beloved put his hand in through a hole. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the first step. Rashi says, she'etz l'adels v'ra'isi yodai v'nefchu alai hamoin me'ai loshuv la'vosev techlei. And then I was turned on and I wanted to open up to him. And then it says, kamti v'tach l'doidi and pasachti ani l'doidi v'doidi chomak ova. And he left. And he's gone. And v'kashti v'lemitzasi akrosiv l'anoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes a process where Klal Yisrael has, when Klal Yisrael is not actively seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have the koyach hataiva, they have the koyach hatshuka for it, but they don't have it before, and it's not there. It doesn't express itself. And the eight to the, so there's a certain impasse in sense of, you know, who's going to start first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the proactive step. He puts a hand through it, through the door. That arouses my cheshik, but now he's gone again. And now I have to look for him. So there is there's a klal in the Bria. That the Bria starts with a process where we should be Dairish and Mevakish what we need. That process, in many levels, becomes frozen. It becomes, for whatever reason, it's not active. Then we need an intervention of Hashpah that did not come back through a Tshuka. And the Ashpur itself arouses the Tshuka, and then we need to start the process over again where I'm Mishtoikik, and I look for what I need. That's the side of this Mahalach. The Hachpola that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, into the Mahalchim of Giluyim, and all the, in other words, all the Oisius, I want to be oimid a little bit on the Teicha Shevoi. The Oisius of the Oisius in the Aleph phase are the Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala through Diburim, through Dvar Hashem, and the Chof phase Oisius are the elements, the rudimentary elements of those giluyim. That's what oisis of dibur are. So the elements of communication and revelation are the letters. Five letters, for whatever reason, but five of the letters have two different mahalchim. A mahalach in the beginning of a word and a mahalach at the end of a word. In other words, the safe pasuk of that letter has one surated, and the not safe pasuk has. That process is the process that mirrors geula in the world, because every process of golus carries in itself two problems. One is that Klal Yisrael does not have what they need. And the worst process that happens is Klal Yisrael doesn't even want it anymore. They've forgotten what it's like. It's like somebody had a very close friend and then, or a relative, whatever, and the person went missing. At some point, it just gives up even looking for him, and he's forgotten. Doesn't even have the cheshik anymore. And when he sees a picture or remembers something, the cheshik wells up again. It's just like a mesis nishkach min alev, and then sometimes a person sees a picture, he hears something said over, reminded of some incident, and that sort of it sort of brings back the gaguim again. The problem of golos and klayasol is, like the Rambam says when he speaks about golos and saying, ukemat kot Nishkacha Ika Galaze. Kal Yisrael was almost totally forgotten. The Ani Yishena is the process of Golos. So Golos, it's like we became separated, like the muscle, like Almana Chayat, became separated from our husband. And the second problem is, we lost our Hishtoikikus for the husband. Ani Yishena V'libi Er, and when he knocks on the door, I don't bother to get up and answer because I've lost that connection. So if that, since that's the process of what Golus does, and that's the process where we go with it, then how do we get out of it? In the Vikuach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaisal Hashiveinu, and you know, or Shuveilai, there's no answer to that. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu put a hachpol in the bria. It says Einishim Misadberes Bi Rishayna. There's a gilui whose tafkid is to arouse tshuka. There's a gilui that gives a tam of what's going to be. Like Matan Torah, there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave some mitzvahs in Mara, and now we knew what we were being mishtakek for. Once we had a preview, we had what to be mishtakek for Matan Torah. Somebody who never tasted Torah can't be really mistaken for Torah. Everybody says it's great, it's wonderful, it's good, it's fine. But if you don't have the taste on your tongues and your memory, then what are you being mistaken for? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gives a tam, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then draws back with mistaken, and now it's a milui of mistakenus. So in the biggest picture in the world, in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Mashpia and the Bria as Mushpoim, as Mekablim, in the relationship of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also the relationship of Ish and Isha, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Mahalach. The Ra and the Bria, the Golos, the Hest upon him, always creates in itself two problems. First, that whenever there's asked upon him, you don't have dashpa. And secondly, is you stop wanting dashpa. Somebody once lived, and let's say, imagine someone else lived a very wealthy life, and he had palaces and cars and this and that, and everything that he wanted. Then he became terrible, yoyred, and he ends up living in a little hole someplace. So it was very, very, very painful. But with time, it slowly dims in his memory, and he gets used to it, and another piece of bread is good by him. Let's say somebody were to come by and pick him up in an extraordinarily expensive car and sort of spin around the block. It would come back to him again. And all of a sudden, he would feel what he wants, what he needs. Mashiach ben Yosef is there to give us a taste of what it is that we want so that we want it again. We're so far away from the Inyanim of Geula that we don't even have that ishtaikus anymore. And you need to be more to get ishtaikus, and then you can resurrect through ishtaikus. Let's go back to the inyanim we mentioned. The goyel of Klal Yisrael, and here you're talking about, it's not a play with words. I'll say this word, that word, I'll say it twice, I'll say it once. It's the inyan of geula. What type of geula will it bring about? What's the process of Geula? And by saying the process is going to be pakoit pakadati, he was meramis on how the process will work, and they understood that process to be correct. The Klal Gol is a Ramai, takes the easy way out. He says, oh, I'm taking everybody into Geula, and everything is going to be wonderful ever after. That's a Ramai. And Ish Emes says it's going to be pakoit pakadati. We're not there yet. It was Burmese, obviously they didn't understand because they complained that they said Lomay Raisa. But Akapanim, they heard that this the Karim Divri Emes. Pokoit Pakarati, the kfelus of Pokoit Pakarati is the kfelus that lies at the heart of Geula and the Bria. It's true in the Geula Sedlovoi. Ish Tzemach Yitzmach Tachtov. It's true from the very beginning of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in that the, when something becomes misnatic from something else, then in order to rejoin it, you can't just rejoin it. Because in the nituk of the two things, you lose the cheshik for the other part, and then if there's no cheshik, it doesn't work. A child that doesn't have the taste of milk in his mouth doesn't nurse, doesn't suck. If a person doesn't have an appetite for food, then if a person is very sick, well, later for a long time, and he's kemat not eaten, many times it's hard for him to eat a lot. And the eitzah is he slowly eats, and he slowly begins the process of cheshik, slowly begins to recover, and then it you know, it feeds the cheshik, and then it demands, and it comes, and so on and so forth. The Gulas Mitzrayim couldn't just be HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, being goyel them. Who would have been goyel? Yes, they would appreciate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help and greatness, but that's not a relationship. Just like if I'm in a difficult situation, so whoever helps, that's great, I appreciate the help, but I'm not marrying the person that helped me. But if I come back and I'm over the cheshik again, then I'm ready to go again. The tzvi that I spotted in the forest, if I never spotted a tzvi, then I'm not going to pursue a deer because the deer are gone. But if I saw the deer, and now I said, oh, here's a tzvi, and the tzvi is nelam, then I mechapes it afterwards, and I go after it. This is true, it's true in the biggest picture, the Bria, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Golus and Geula, is in the biggest sweep of the Bria. The first Golus is we left Gan Eden, and we've been in Gola since then, and we need to come back. That's Zeh Toldos Adam. From the second parashah in Bereishis till today, we're in Golos. We're in Golos from Gan Eden. In a more specific way, we're Golos from Eretz Yisrael. If a person wouldn't be Toyim, we've seen the Rishonim speak, if a person wouldn't be Toyim, Toyir LaMashal, what would be the Shtekus for Gan Eden? Gan Eden is not, it's not physical, and if we're not Ruchnius, then what hishtekus would we have? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tam. There's an Eitz Chaim Lachzikim Bo, where we toyim a tam of it, and we have what to be mishtekik for. Without being toyim ruchnius, then, you know, I've settled in, and that's what it is, and it's fine. I don't need it anymore. I once said over, I once read an account of somebody, it's an extraordinary account of somebody who was a phenomenal artist, and he was in an accident, and he lost the ability to tell color. It was something in the brain, it wasn't a problem in the eyes, it was a problem in the brain, and he lost all perception of color. He could only see in shades of black and white. And he was very depressed. For 2 years he was on the verge of suicide, and then he learned how to use his abilities, and he created some extraordinary works in black and white. At some point later, they were experimenting in ways of stimulating the mind in a way that they felt might be able to help him recover color. And he said, I'm past that already. You know, Pashatis Kutante Chachol Beshena. I'm past that, and I don't need to. My gosha is, if they would have done it afilo hachi, and he would have had his first red or blue or green, then he'd be mishtekik again. But since it became cold, and he lost the cheshik, then there's not cheshik anymore. That's true in the big picture. I want to apply it also on the personal level. First of all, we ask ourselves in a yeshiva befrat, a person engages in ruchnistic activities that may or may not be where he's going to be the rest of his life. The machlekes in the ktsais and the sivis, unless he's zeicha to be ba'olah shel Torah, it's an extraordinary, pleasurable experience, but it's not something that will apply for the rest of his life. He'll be asuk in much more in yanim of day to day and halacha l'maisa, so on and so forth. A deeper deher in yanim of pnim and so on. All the things at a level of shmiras ha-mitzvahs that's only shayach when a person is in dal ha-amshah halacha, all those inyanim. And a person asks himself, well, so what's the point of it? And the answer is, if you don't have the tam of Eitz Chaim on your tongue, then you'll never be mishtake for Gan Eden. What does it mean you're yearning for Gan Eden? You're yearning for Yemes HaMashiach? You're yearning for that? But you don't have a tam of it. Without the first pakoid, there's no pakadati. Without witnessing the tzvi the first time, then you're not going to look for him when he disappeared. What is a person being mishtakek for? Yes, we can repeat the words. Gan Eden is such a wonderful pleasure no one can imagine. Those are words. But a person who was toyim a ruchnis tikamitzias that was pleasurable, that was extraordinarily pleasurable, then he has what to hope for in a lifetime. And it's, again, not only a person who goes off to the world, even a Ben Torah who stays a Ben Torah, stays in the Olah Shel Torah, there are different kufas in life. There's a kufa in life when a person can be totally immersed in every way, k'mat no hafros, and there's a tam of Gan Eden that's extraordinary. And then there's a time in life when a person has to compromise and do different inyanim and so on and so forth. But the person has a tam, and he, once he's tasted milk, he wants to nurse again. There's a tshuka again. Once you see the yad of the doidi, then the person begins to look for it. And secondly, in the process of how a person develops, it usually at every stage it comes into kufis. A person is turned on by something. And again, this is true in every stage. It's true when a person starts his quest in Ruchnius. It's true at every darga. A person starts with a certain high of experience. A person experienced an extraordinary X or Y or Z. And then the person lets go. And things seem to kind of not go as well as it was. It's disappointing. The person doesn't understand, so the person sees it as a negative nefila. It's a nefila, he's not who he was before, and we view it as, obviously, I didn't make it. It's really, those tkufis come with the kvelos of pocket pakadati. If a person wouldn't have that first inspirational moment of whatever he's holding at, he wouldn't know what to look for. He should sit in yeshiva and learn and steig. But if a person didn't have a tam of learning and steiging, then a person doesn't really have what to look for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, a fleeting glimpse of that tzvi runs, it sort of swishes by our line of vision. And that's so that there, we know there's a deer to look for. Yes, the forest has a deer that we can look for. I see the hand of my doid, and then it comes back to me. But the right way for the relationship is I have to search for what I need to get it. So now starts the process of working towards it without the tzvi being there, with the doidi chamak other. It's only when I finish that process that I find him, and I find him because I looked for him. That's the way it's supposed to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tchilosai is a matana, and it comes, but that's there only to whet your appetite. Now that you have an appetite for it, go find it, go work for it, go earn it. That's what happens then. And then when you get it, you have it. It's a simen muvok that the goyel amiti is the person that says pokoit pakadati. The person comes and says, oh, I have a derech, a mahalach, an inyan, where straight to Shammai. That's a goyel sheker. The person that says, you'll see something, and then you'll have to pick yourself up and work towards it, having seen it, having tasted it a moment, having witnessed it for a fleeting moment, you now have a picture of it, and now you're going to have to start from scratch using that tshuka that was aroused from the few drops of milk that made it onto your lips to the sight of the doid, the fleeting sight of the doid's hands. Now you'll have to look for it, and then when you find it, you'll have found it. That's when it's going to be permanent. That's a goel emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this kfeilus into the Bria. It's Zev told us Adam from the beginning till the end that the world is a world of hesta, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of the hesta with a fleeting moment of gilui. A person's in a difficult circumstance, and there's a flash of hashgacha pratis, and then disappears. That's still hot. No, that wasn't a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you Hayad Hashem Tikzah. You see that in this second something happened. Yes, now it's Kavel Hashem, Chazak V'Yam Tzivechot, and V'Kavel Hashem. Yes, you see that it could work. Well, now go back again and hope for it. In every facet of a person's avodah, in learning, in ruchnis in general, in bitachon, everything works like that. A person whose zeicha will have a fleeting glimpse of it to get the process of his appetite started. There's a long, long haul of hard work towards it, and then what comes at the end is a gula shleima, which is a gula kefula.